I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now from House Lubricator, it's Craig Saxter. Craig, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm great, Eric.
Thank you, and thank you to the folks at House for lending you to us over the years. So many great conversations about some of the issues that drivers deal with and the solutions that House provides. Let's start with the newest product. What's the latest from House Lubricator?
Well, we currently have a new line out. It's called the Enhancer line, and one product in particular would be the Oil Enhancer product.
Okay.
It's especially great for the newer engine spec for lower viscosity oils.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of those lower viscosity oils out there on the market now. That's kind of been a shift over the last few years and probably heading even further in that direction.
Oh, no, most definitely,
yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
So this product's geared for that that change.
And can they find the product now on shelves?
Oh, absolutely. It's out there, and most of the major truck stops, you'll find it.
Let's talk about the what we're seeing with these new deposits caused by the high-pressure common rail injectors. What are those problems, and what solution does House have?
Well, again, with the new common rail injector issues, you're going to see like new buildup of deposits. And one product that we have specifically that will combat that would be the Mino Power Cleaner. It does a great job. It contains a top-tier detergent package. And again, it combats and fights against the new deposits that are caused by the high-pressure common rail injectors.
Right.
It helps clean up these deposits in new systems. And also in the prior systems, it removes water safely and helps prevent that the environment where there can be some microbial growth.
And ultimately can help boost fuel economy, is that
right?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, as much as 5%.
Ultra-low sulfur diesel, it's been out there for a while, and gelling problems. What should drivers know about this issue, and how do they take care of it?
Okay, as far as the gelling issues, it's important to treat really, with an anti-gel formula. We have one that's called the diesel treat. It's an excellent product. It adds lubricity to the fuel. With the ultra-low sulfur diesel that's out there, there is less lubricity. This product does contain that. It'll also help emulsify water from the fuel, preventing icing, and again, prevents the gelling with an anti-gel formula.
Let's talk about biodiesel. There's another issue I guess drivers have been dealing with is the biodiesel blend has been on the market for quite a while in most winter fuels out there. And what are the effects of this? What does that mean?
Well, again, with the presence of the biofuels in the winter blended fuel, the susceptibility to gelling is even more great. So it's important to really choose a high-quality anti-gel product, out there that's
right
on the market.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
There's an ongoing driver shortage, something that a lot of organizations within the trucking industry have talked about. But certainly, we're not just looking at it now in terms of qualified drivers being out there, but in the future. House has been involved in something for a while that's helping to, work towards fulfilling that demand. Tell us about that.
Sure. As you're absolutely right, there is an ongoing driver shortage. It's been going on, and it seems to continue to go on. We've at House have been actively involved with the Sage Trucking School. We've been involved with a House scholarship program, which helps offset the cost of the schooling and the education with drivers that are participating in the program to help them along to get them, going and into the industry they want to be part of.
Such a great effort here and to be commended. And we thank House for getting involved. And speaking of getting involved, there's some other great causes that House is involved in. Truckers Against Trafficking, something that we at Red Eye Radio support.
Absolutely. We at House are also involved. House Lubricator is a silver sponsor of the Truckers Against Trafficking, which helps provide continuing education to drivers to help recognize this and put an end to this growing epidemic.
Yeah. It is a problem in the trucking community. You can help address it, drivers. Get involved. House has stepped up to get involved, and it's certainly, again, to be commended. And the Jimmy Fund. Tell us about this and why House is involved.
Very proud that we're continually a participant and a supporter of the Jimmy Fund, which helps fight the cause of childhood cancer. We will be participating in the telethon this year at the Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Wow.
About that.
Again, it's so great to talk to our friends from House, and you folks have been generous over the years with all the great information that drivers need to address these issues that's going on with their trucks, but also getting out there and being a part of so many great organizations and things and being so supportive of these great causes. So thank you to House and the entire team, and we can't thank you enough, Craig, for sitting down with us today. We greatly appreciate your time.
Eric, I appreciate you having me here today. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.